When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out his podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with you. It is finally here. I hope that I'm not the only one that's just like a little too excited. I mean, it's just like, camp reports, 49ers are practicing as we speak. All great things. I'm going to keep you updated to the latest news that come across the Twitter sphere and all those fun things. We're going to talk about the PUP, the NFI. We're going to talk about, man, players who have a great opportunity because of the PUP in NFI. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things just on training camp. I haven't done a solo show in a minute, so glad to be with you guys. And then tomorrow, I'll be live at training camp there for practice and stuff, and I'll be going live afterwards, all that fun stuff. And then we got a Zoom hangout for our Patreon and the 49ers Rush members, just talking about all the different awesomeness that is going on for 49ers world. This is great. We've waited long, and it doesn't really feel like it's here, but it's here, baby, and I am so pumped. Shout out to everybody showed up, all the hashtag CC countdown crew going into, man, this is year eight, which is awesome. David, what's up, man? Ed Nesbitt, finally, YouTube notified me. Yeah, YouTube's always shaky, but just glad you're here. What's up, Charles? We got JP, my man, Colin. Dude, the chat is full. Josh, Paul, appreciate you guys. Let's dive into it. Hugo, thank you guys. If y'all got any questions, please let me know. So kind of this is the number one thing that people seem to be worried about. I think it's a positive. Brandon Ayuk showed up, reported for training camp, but he's doing the infamous hold in, right? He's in street clothes. He's not practicing. And Matt Barrows just reported he was working out on the side field, which usually is where like players who are injured or whatever they're not out there practicing, but they're working out, not with their teammates. Just went into 49ers headquarters with John Lynch. So maybe some conversations could be had. Most of the conversation with contracts though is organization and agent. So I don't think Brandon Ayuk going in to talk contract numbers or anything like that. The conversation between Ayuk and John Lynch is, hey man, we love you. We want you to be with us. We want to figure this out. Is there anything you want to get off your chest? Open lines of communication. If not, just know we're trying. We'll figure it out. Blah, blah. Like, that's what it is. Like, he's not, John Lynch and Brandon Ayuk are not sitting down talking numbers. That happens with the agents. So this is probably going to be much more of a just kind of a wellness check, right? Like, hey, dude, we're with you. Anything you want to say, get off your chest. Any of those types of things. You know, that's kind of what's going on there. But we'll see what happens. And, you know, John, on the John and Wayne show yesterday, I said my prediction for the extension to get done is August 5th. Wayne said August 26th. That's the 2 days. He's more optimistic than I am. But we'll see. There's still a very large chance that Brandon Ayuk plays out the fifth-year option. Tag and trade next year or just a tag and play. We'll kind of see what goes on there. But, yeah, we'll see. What's up, Paul? He says, JC, live on the ground at training camp. I will be tomorrow. And then, yeah, I missed it a couple days training camp. I don't know if I told everybody this. I think I have. My oldest son, Joseph, is turning 21 this weekend. And so, apparently, I promised him a long time ago when he turned 21, I'd take him to Vegas, and I'm not going to miss an opportunity to hang out with my kiddo in Vegas for his 21st birthday. So I want to be in Vegas this weekend having a good old time. But, yeah, so I'll be missing a couple training camp, family first always. That's just the way that it goes, at least for me. John Evels, appreciate you. Glad that you're catching it live. What's up, CT Niner? I love it. Absolutely. Ooh, even got Carlos, my man. Freaking awesome. I love Carlos. Hopefully we get to hang out again this year. I think we're going 2 seasons in a row. We got to keep that thing going live. Dave, what's up, guys? Appreciate y'all so much. Now, the 49ers came out and they put out their players on the PUP, physically unable to perform, active list, right? There's PUP active, PUP reserve. You get put on PUP reserve, you're done. D-U-N. Season's over. Get put on PUP active, you can come back at any day, as long as you start. So if somebody happened to get injured, God forbid, any practice moving forward, they cannot go on the PUP. Only players on the PUP have to start training camp on the PUP and stay on it. Then they can go on the PUP as well, transfer from PUP to PUP, and not count a roster spot. So those players are Dre Greenlaw. He is going to stay on the PUP, right? Like, he's a November type player coming back from that Achilles that tore the Super Bowl. So Dre Greenlaw, for example, he's going to be on the PUP the entire training camp, and he'll transition to the PUP after the 53 roster countdown. He will not count as a 53-man member, but he'll have to miss 3 games. He's going to miss more than that. So Dre Greenlaw is the example of starts on PUP, stays on PUP, will not count against the 53 till he's activated, probably in November-ish, hopefully earlier, but that's his timetable. Then you got Talanoa Hufanga. He's on the PUP as well. He is expected to be activated probably in about 2 weeks. Hufanga talked earlier this year and said, my goal isn't to be ready for training camp. My goal is to be ready for week 1. That is what you want to see there. So hopefully Hufanga comes back at that time. So about 2 weeks is what we're looking for. He can be activated whenever he's ready, just slowly bringing him in. And then Drake Jackson. This one hurts. Drake Jackson, back-to-back terrible years, loses strength, loses everything as the season goes, starts off good, just gets worse and worse and worse. Now he's not even going to be able to start off good. The goal was, he told Matt Maiocco, he thought he'd be cleared in the offseason. Offseason's done. It's over. Now is time for end season. It's training camp. Still not out there. The patella tendon, what the hiccups are with that, I don't know. But he needs snaps bad. We're getting on to the point where, like, this dude could be a roster casualty, which is bad because the defensive end position is not even deep. So he's probably going to make it no matter what. But that dude needs to be practicing and working on his strength and working on his craft. Bad news, terrible news for Drake Jackson. I feel for him. Like, he could not have fallen farther. And then we got the NFI, non-football injury, which is a football injury, but happened away from the 49ers. Ricky Pearsall, first-round rookie with a hamstring. As a coach, hamstrings piss me off more than anything because they are somewhat preventable. Hydrate, stretch, prepare, take your time. Hamstrings are going to happen, but repeated hamstrings, that's on the player. You get kind of one pass and that's about it. We'll kind of see what that looks like, and how that goes. Now, you know, with Ricky Pearsall out, with Brandon Ayuk out, who does this benefit? And right here, my man, David, says, I can't wait to see Cowan and Mustafa on the field. Mustafa is my guy I'm most excited about for, you know, the safety position. Just he's going to get a lot of reps early, which is going to be huge. That's so huge. My assumption is George Odom's going to get all the first team reps at that safety spot that Hufanga's out, and Malik will get the second team reps. The 49ers training camp way is vets first, rookies got to earn it. And I like that. I think that builds culture because you want to reward the guys that have been there, right? George Odom's been in this situation for 3 years. He knows the system. Nick Sorensen talked about how, you know, you look at the safeties, the best improved cover guy was George Odom in minicamps and OTA. He's going to get that chance first. But Malik, oh my gosh, I just finished recording off air, non-live show, my countdown on Malik. He came in number 32 on our countdown list. That had come public on YouTube while I'm driving to training camp tomorrow morning. So check that out. And if you haven't checked out our 91 roster countdown, that's right, we're on 32. Man, it's been fun. I love that kid. But Jacob Cowan, that's who I want to focus on for a minute, if that's okay. Rookie fourth round pick out of Arizona. Ayuk's out. Ricky Pearsall's out for at least 4 days. Yeah, you know, hopefully Shanahan talked about after 4 days, they get a day off and then a 3 day practice. So it's 4 days on, 1 day off, 3 days on. That's what they're doing right now. They're hoping to get him back and ease him in after these 4 days are over. So that's 4 days. Jacob Cowan has not one, but two wide receivers that are ahead of him out. He's going to get to seize that moment, which I am super excited about. Shout out to my man, Marco Martinez. You know, he put something out there on Twitter and I was just like, oh, that's exactly how I feel. Just like eyes on Jacob Cowan. He's going to get some early work with Brock and all this stuff and learn the playbook. And I hope he takes advantage of it. Now, I have been saying nonstop, Ricky Pearsall is great and deserves all the hype and whatever, first round pick, whatever. He deserved it. Not saying we're overhyping Pearsall. I'm saying we are under appreciating Jacob Cowan. Like, this guy is good. He's a damn good player. I know he went in the fourth round and he's small, but mind you, again, let's just go through some of my write-up on him. This is all before we drafted him.
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard. Every week in September, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you can combine that again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week 1. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win 60 on that. It's so simple right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Productive but tiny, caught a pass in 57 straight games, second longest in NCAA history. Never missed a game in 5 years. Durability. It's already proven its dividends. Pearsall's out. Cowing's in. He's getting 4 days of work before the first round guy comes out there. Puts more effort into blocking than most 200-pound wide receivers in this class. Cuts on a dime. Could be a slot-only player for some teams, but the speed and release in today's NFL, he could play X. That's the Ayuk role. I want to see where they're lining him up. Worst case, NFL tough gadget returner. Screens, hitches, quick outs, all is pretty much all he ran at Arizona. But then the combine, man, put on a clinic running routes. This dude runs a full route tree. Wasn't asked to do that at Arizona, but he can do that for sure, for sure. Have to be okay with his size. Insane career production, 33 career touchdowns. Woo! Track, he ran a 10.7, 39 collegiate starts, punt returner upside. Goodness, man. I'm excited about Jacob Cowing. Now, I'm not the only one. Let's go to muscled up Brock Purdy on Jacob Cowing, the rookie.
Yeah, he's quick, he's twitchy, and just I'm impressed with just – you know, the way he's acted and interacted with guys, very smart, very respectful, and a guy that I could tell he's going to get after it in terms of knowing what his job is. And as a quarterback, I feel like, you know, you're always looking for a guy that you can trust. And so, I've seen that so far from him. I'm excited to see what he can do just in terms of taking off top and running downfield and everything once we get to it. So I'm really excited to have him.
I'm telling you, now, does that mean like, oh, he's going to be a starter? No. Ayuk's going to start. Debo's going to start. Jitty's going to start. Shanahan's going to phase the rookies in slowly. That's what he does at every single position, every single year. That's never changed. That's not going to change anytime soon. So even though I'm like, yeah, I'm so excited for this guy and, you know, all that stuff, whatever, still, like, pump the brakes. I'm excited to see him get worked in, but... yeah, we'll see what that looks like. Now, a couple questions. Invader says, I thought there was a new IR rule where you could come back. Yes, you can put a player on IR, and then he can come back 3 weeks into the season. He has to miss a minimum of 3 games. The main difference now is the old rule, okay, and they're always tinkering with these. Which I enjoy because I think it improves the product. The old rule, you had to be on the 53-man roster as a player. Then they'd put you on IR the second day, and then you'd miss 3 games. You don't have to do that anymore. Now you can put a player on IR to start and not count against the 53, but they have to miss a minimum of 3. And that counts as one of your 8 options of returning a player from IR to the practice squad. Now, if you put a player on IR before the initial 53, this is the new rule, they have to count against one of your 8 spots, whether they come back or not. They count against one of your 8. 2022, Niners used all their spots quick and ran out of them for the Super Bowl run, before the Super Bowl. We made it to the NFC Championship, but whatever. Ran out of spots. Then in 2023, we didn't use enough of them. Yeah, pretty healthy year all in all last year until we got to the Super Bowl. The difference now is you can put a player on IR before the 53 and not count against one of your roster spots, but that counts automatically as one of your 8 returners, whether they come back or not. So, yes, you are correct, Invader. There's all these differences, you know, right here. What's the difference between PUP and IR? PUP means you get to keep them to the side early and you don't get penalized one of those 8 returners from IR. You don't get penalized for that until they come back. So PUP hasn't changed at all. You miss 3 games no matter what, just like IR. It just, the designation is this person came into the season injured. Therefore, you get to carry them through training camp without counting and switch over to the 53-man roster without counting. That's the only difference. PUP just means you were injured before training camp. That's pretty much it. And I think eventually we'll get rid of some of these terms and simplify it, but it's all a mess. And yes, Invader, now you get two additional returnees in the playoffs. So you got eight during the season and then two additional ones. Again, this would have benefited the Niners. So that's kind of what it is. So hopefully that makes sense. I got a trade for Reddick, Hassan Reddick. That dude already got traded for and didn't even report to the team that traded for him. I don't want Hassan Reddick anywhere around this team. And, you know, again, just as I kind of refresh just NFL news, CeeDee Lamb is holding out, not even holding in. He just didn't even show up. And on top of that, he's getting $4.3 million more than Brandon Ayuk is on the fifth-year option because he's made two Pro Bowls. Ayuk hasn't. So he's getting paid more. This season still didn't show up, and now he's getting fined $40,000 a day. Ugh. And now the Cowboys can waive the fines and whatever else. We'll see. But, yeah, yeah, right here, Josh, I'm with you. No trades for the Diva Reddick. And Reddick is like one of the purest pass rushers in the NFL. I get that. Look how many teams he's been on in 3 years, in 2 years. He gets run out of everywhere he goes. And he does not play the run. He is a pass rusher only. That's just a guy I just don't think is a 49ers fit. His talent is great. Pass rusher is great. And if you're just going to use him for that, that's great. But that dude's not even reporting for the Jets. And they're like, that's a big market team. He's got a good contract. That I just don't want that. Don't bring that in. If one of your guys that's already in starts acting like that, that's one thing. You have rapport. Ugh. Yikes, yikes, yikes. I do not. Right here, RTP. What's up, Matt? We need to talk. I'm going to call you after the show. Conley and Bell are the beneficiaries. I am curious. I think Danny Gray and Jacob Cowing are the beneficiaries. And this, I think Wayne would agree with you. I don't know. We'll see who's at X tomorrow. I'm pretty excited about that one. We'll see where they're all at, what that looks like. Yeah, right here, Mike says, Cowing missed a little time earlier himself. Yes, he did. He missed the second half of OTAs. That is correct. But man, I freaking love this little dude. JP says this is his favorite rookie. we got to buy Danny Gray. Oh, that hurts. I'm excited to see what he can do. He was having a great camp last year. He really, really was. Right here, Tisha Edmonds, appreciate the super chat. I think they're saying Floyd is hurt. Let's see here. Refreshing. I'm not getting any news on the Twitter sphere. Oh, yep. Here we go. Eric Branch, appreciate you. Leonard Floyd hobbled off and grabbed right calf after first play in team drills. Not great. But also not really, I don't know. I think calf injury, even if that was a calf strain, you're talking 4 to 6 weeks, worst case. We'll see. And, you know, a lot of times whenever you're going through this stuff, especially, you know, training camp, early on with the vets, you take it easy. And you tell your players, something don't feel right, you come out. Like, we ain't pushing through whatever. So calf, we'll see. Hopefully it's just a cramp. But, yeah, we will find out what happens in, you know, the Shanahan post presser and all that stuff. We'll see. Mike says Chapman is all over creative injuries. Thank you, Mike. People don't know this. I don't even know if I should tell the story. I'm telling the story. I play in a co-ed softball league with my man Mike and his family. I'm not a softball player. I've never played softball. It's my first time ever, but it's fun. Me and the wife go out there. Well, like, we're in a competitive game last night, and, like, our team manager is awesome. She's the greatest person ever. She's been running the softball league for, like, 40 years. She's incredible. But anyway, she rotates everybody. And we were, like, it was a one-run game, and she was about to sit the best player on our team because it was his turn to sit and put me out there. And I was like, hell no. Like, we rotate. That's cool, but don't take the best player off. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'm not feeling it. I think I strained something. And so he went out there. We won, by the way, in extra innings. So what's up? Yeah, I wasn't injured. Man, it can't hurt me. But thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. But yeah, I'm freaking – like, I can bat, but, like, don't take me off the – don't take the best player off the field in a one-run game, right? Like, you got to figure those things out. So Vince says, first play. Yeah. it's a calf issue, and not even everybody's kind of, you know, reporting it. That's the only person hobbled off. We'll see. Did he go straight to, you know, the training camp room, all those different things? We'll see. And it seems like only one person's really reporting it, and not trying to diminish the report by Eric Branch at all. Just saying it's what it is. And so, like, we'll have to see. I love this team player. No surprise. My wife came where she's like, "Oh, you're hurt." And I was like, "No, I'm not hurt." I was like, I'm fine. Like, and it stinks because we're not in a competitive league. Like, it's a fun league. We're terrible, but I'm too competitive. Like, I get mad. It's what it is. Now, we're so close to the season, guys. We are so close. If you want a chance to go see week one, 49ers versus the Jets, Monday Night Football, season opener. How cool is this? We're giving away two club level seats. They're going for over $1,800 right now. Giving away two of them. All you got to do, head to the 49ersrush.com and you can click on the link, or just look at the link in the description that takes you directly to the spot. It's $20 for one entry or three entries for $50. Again, these are $1,800 tickets currently. So if you want a chance to go to a game, you know, we do this because, you know, I don't make money. I've lost money on a couple of them. I think it's just great to create an opportunity for somebody to have an unbelievable experience. And if we raise more money than what the tickets cost, I upgrade the tickets. I use it as kind of like a marketing thing. But when we gave those tickets away to the Super Bowl and you created that opportunity for a fan, it's just like, man, we got to do more of this. Like, use this platform to create those opportunities. So go check that out. Two club level seats together. I'll transfer them. We're going to announce it. I think it's August 19th. Was that what was on there? Yeah, right there. August 19th, we'll announce that live on the show. So in about 3 weeks from now, we got that going on. And then again, just reminder, I'll be at training camp tomorrow, taking notes. I got my notepad ready, got my numbers printed out and all that fun stuff. I'll go live at the stadium right after it's done here on YouTube and Twitter and all that stuff, just on my cell phone. But that evening, Thursday night, tomorrow night, 5:30 p.m., we're going to have our Zoom hangout. The49ersrush.com. Go sign up. Jerry Rice tier and above. We got a 7-day free trial. Go check it out. And number one, it's the number one way to support the show. That's where I pay my bills. Like, a lot of the giveaways and road trips, I just try to break even. How I pay my bills is through the subscription service. And we've got them as low as $1 or $2 a month. So if you haven't yet, go check that out. 49ersrush.com or a Patreon page. That's how the Chapmans eat. That's how I buy my softball glove for the game I'm not even good at. Now, let's talk another guy that is not practicing, and that is Trent Williams. Not out there. Now, you have to look at this a few separate ways, because Trent Williams never practices early. In fact, Trent Williams hasn't practiced on a Wednesday, which is the first day of practice every single week, for the last two seasons consecutively. This is relatively normal. Now, what is not relatively normal is his contract status. It's been a long time since that Trent Williams deal. I'm going to pull up the contract details. But whenever he signed, he was the number one paid tackle in the NFL, rightfully so, all that stuff. But he signed that in 2021. Now we're in 2024. This is such a great problem to have, because when he first signed the deal, we're like, man, what if he retires in 2 years? They created an option out. Now that option's passed. They would have had to do that last year. 2024, there's no more options. None. But he's got no more guaranteed money on his deal. So can the 49ers do something kind of like what they did with CMC, where they transferred, like, look, you know, he's a $31.5 million cap hit this year, $34.1 million next year, $37.7 million 2026, and then he's got a void year after that. So he signed for three more years, but there's no guaranteed money. I'm not saying he wants a huge pay raise. A lot of times they'll convert and kind of re-sign a deal and do an additional signing bonus to add into that. Now, you haven't heard anything from Trent Williams' camp, which I love. Invader Niner says Trent Williams wants the CMC treatment. I feel that everybody does. He has said he wants to play till he's 40, which that would be 2028. I hope he does. I really hope he does. And if he does, that'd be awesome. Because his play has not diminished. It really, really hasn't. And so we'll see. You got to make him happy. But even if Trent Williams was out there right now, he would not be practicing. He'd probably be in the shirt and shorts for the first week, like he has been in the past, and then get out there. And so Jalen Moore, who is like, he's the guy that's, you know, always out there at left tackle. It's just what it's going to be. And, you know, you had Chris Forster talk about how it's not fair to Jalen Moore because he could be practicing at left guard or right tackle, but he's got to stay out there to protect Brock when Trent doesn't practice. This is part of having a 30-plus-year-old offensive lineman. It doesn't happen that much in the NFL, but he's going to get that royalty treatment, and he deserves it. Like, yes, the team has to kind of bend over backwards and make sure things are what they are. That's not a bad thing. If you got Trent Williams, you're happy. You're happy. And so hopefully they can find a way to make him happy and to keep him long-term. I think that'd be huge. So, oh, here we go. Coach Cruz, my man, says, sounds like the rookie safety had the first interception off Dobbs. That's huge. And on top of that, like Malik Mustafa, he only had one interception last year. One of the reasons why he went where he did in the fourth round is because ball skills are lacking. He's only got 3 career interceptions in 3 years as a starter at Wake Forest. One interception a year, basically. So, man, if he could provide something in this system to cause turnovers, that's what's up. And again, when you're practicing against your own team, there's a positive and there's a negative. Negative, quarterback twos throwing interceptions. Positive, oh, defense got it. So you spin it however you want to. But man, that's awesome. Any positive, Malik, that's huge. Kittle Me This had it on there too. I love it. Ed, he says, Trent stayed until he gets a ring. I think that is very, very true. And I hope I don't want him to ever end his career, but riding off in the sunset is what Trent Williams deserves, especially with how he was treated at Washington and Dan Snyder, the human piece of crap that he is. So like Trent deserves the Hollywood ending. I would be very, very excited about that. right here, J49, $14 million sounds good right about now instead of the fines. Yeah, I mean, you get fined $40,000 a day. I know it's not much to a lot of millionaires and whatever. That's a lot to me. Man, $40,000 a day? Good Lord. I'm paying my whole salary in a whole day. that's what it is. Now, let's go back to players. The pup in NFI could have been way worse. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more candidates that I thought were potential pup players. And the number one, you know, Drake Jackson, he missed out on that chance. But another roster bubble player is Cameron Latu, 3rd-round pick, tight end last year at the University of Alabama. He's not on pup. This is huge because that dude had the worst training camp ever last year. Ever. And, you know, got put on one of those John Chapman injury lists, creative injuries list last year. Not saying he wasn't injured. That's all I'm saying. But, like, come on, man. Now he's out there playing. And let's cut to a clip from George Kittle just talking about Cameron Latu in the sophomore year tight end.
I think, you know, Cam has come a long way in his rehab stuff. And so, you know, really the most important thing for him is just get back on the practice field. And he'll do that during training camp. And he's doing a great job in the meeting rooms. He knows the offense. He's doing a very good job of just learning and understanding what our goals are. So, you know, hopefully he can take everything from that meeting room and, you know, apply it to practice. And he goes out there and plays at a high level.
That's huge because there's no way he was going to even be close to competing with Logan Thomas, Eric Saubert, Braden Willis, Mason Plein, like, you know, Jake Tonjes. Oh, I don't want to leave any of the tight ends out. You can't compete with those guys when you were already behind the eight ball, didn't practice at all of last year because you can't whenever you're put on season-ending IR. You don't get to practice with the team, period. You go to the meetings, you watch everybody else practice, but you don't get reps. Now Cameron Latu is getting reps. And I hope he goes out there and shows why the 49ers took him in the third round. I thought it was a terrible pick. I had Braden Willis ranked ahead of him, but I had like a fourth and a fifth round grade on those two guys. We got one in the third, one in the seventh, so it kind of equals out. But yeah, I'm excited for Cameron Latu. I really, really am. And I know the hype, there's no hype there, and he's kind of written off for dead, but man, you love the competition. And whoever we get as the tight end three, you know, two, three, four, you want more guys there. And Cameron Latu and Logan Thomas are kind of, you got them to play the same role. Space eating tight ends in the receiving game. You know Logan Thomas could do it. He's done it for 14 years. I don't think it's four. I think it's like 11 years. But Cameron Latu, you were hoping he would be that. So now you get to see the aged vet savviness versus the young pup that's hungry coming off an injury. So, yeah, we'll see there. Right here, Invader. McLuhan loved Latu. Yeah, talking about Matt Barrow's piece with The Athletic every year. He interviews former GM Scott McLuhan. Said, hope he finds a role as a consistent blocker this year. Yeah, it was terrible last year. The blocking was terrible. The drops were terrible. Yeah, that was rough. Bobo, my man. What's up, buddy? Do you believe 100% Kyle Shanahan will eventually deliver us the championship? Yes, I do. I need hope because after our third straight Super Bowl loss, I don't know. Look, I'll say this. And if you haven't, you know, I'm going to talk about this for a while, Bobo. Great question. You know, the press conference yesterday pissed me off. I was in a great mood. I was so excited for the team press conference. And it was just 20 questions about Brandon Ayuk giving the same damn answer. We learned nothing new, absolutely nothing. And like two questions about Kyle Shanahan's facial hair. And I get you got to add in some comic relief for your articles or whatever else. But I walked away and I was just like, this sucks. Like we completely, there are 91 players on this roster and you got like 23 questions. 20 were on Ayuk, who's not even practicing, and 2 were on facial hair. And it's just like, why don't we use this as an opportunity to learn more about the scheme or the players or whatever else? And I don't know. I was very like, I was pissed. I was like, man, I scheduled my whole day around this. It was planning to do a show afterwards. And it was like, this is all clickbait trash. But whatever. I was pretty pissed off. I think that reporters usually do a great job, and I do like our media pool. I'm not trying to be negative against them. I was just negative about that performance. It was just like, come on, man. Like, can we have somebody that knows football in that room, please, and have a legitimate conversation with the head coach? It seems pretty damn simple. But then the TK show, Tim Kawakami with The Athletic, man, they do great work. He had his interview with Kyle Shanahan for 30 minutes in his office. That podcast is incredible. I mean, go listen to it. I'm talking about reaching out to Tom Brady last year, offensive linemen, why they should win Super Bowls, why they shouldn't. One of the things I took away, Bobo, and I agree, like, I like Shanahan. He would be my number one or number two coach to start a franchise with. Him and Sean McVay, I think those are the only two options. If you're building something out for the future, those are number one, number two. You want to throw in Mike McDaniel, cool. Andy Reid's too old, and loves getting players that beat women and children. Like, you don't want that. I don't want that in my building. I know he's a great coach, but whatever. Shanahan, somebody asked me earlier today, and they said, how long is our championship window? Is it 1 year, 2 years, or 3 years? And I truly believe this now. It could change. It could evolve. I think the 49ers championship window is there. Is open as long as Kyle Shanahan is here and he has a quarterback he trusts and believes in. That's Brock Purdy. Does that mean that there's a better chance to win the Super Bowl this year than 3 years from now? Whatever. There's so much fluidity in that. Trades, injuries, draft prospects hitting, whatever else. And I get it. This old guard of Warner, Trent, Kittle, CMC, Bosa. Golly, that's a lot of damn names. It's incredible what they've built. But as long as Kyle Shanahan's here and he has a quarterback, I think that's the window. You know, Shanahan talked about the 49ers have opened the season favorites in every single game on their schedule. 2 years in a row. Now, somebody's like, yeah, but he couldn't win it all. That's the way it's going to go. You just got to be in the mix. That's it. You got to be in the mix. You could talk about the best teams ever, and it's like the 17-0, you know, New England Patriots. They lost to a 5 seed. You got to get in the tournament, and then crazy stuff happens. Yeah, the CMC fumble killed us in the Super Bowl, right? Patrick Mahomes fumbled 3 times in the same damn game. Sometimes the ball's got to bounce your way. So, you know, I truly believe as long as we have Kyle Shanahan and as long as he's got a quarterback, the championship culture is here. The systems work. The defensive system works. The offensive system sure as hell works. Look at just how they replenished all the playmakers. You kept every single guy, and you spent a first and fourth rounder on a wide receiver. You're getting playmakers. Now, Christian McCaffrey was asked, how long is the championship window here for the 49ers of this squad? Here's what he said.
I don't know. I know we got a window this year. That's all I know. So I'm focused on this year and taking it, you know, one day at a time, 1 week at a time, 1 year at a time.
I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, Ayuk, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So
we got it open now. And so, you know, I appreciate you, Invader, and the people agreeing me, agreeing with me. But you don't have to agree with me. You guys could disagree. I love disagreements. It's funny because, you know, I'm always seen as like a positive guy. People are like, oh, he's way too positive, whatever else. I that's just my personality. I'm sorry, as a coach, as a motivator, as a teacher, as a whatever, I was just always that guy. And I'm not going to change who I am. But I love arguing. I do. I love respectful disagreements. I mean, shoot, I was a poli-sci economic thought major. Not that we're going to get into politics here, but I love arguing politics and history with people on both sides of the aisle. I don't really fit in either one of them. I don't think most people do, but like arguing is great. Disagreements are amazing, but doing it in a respectful way, that's where it is. So like, I love disagreements. And so I'll talk to people that are like, oh, Kyle Shanahan can't win anything and he's terrible and they got to move on. And I can have a great conversation with those people, just ask questions. And then after a while, they kind of realize like, okay, who do you want to replace him with? And they're like, Andy Reid. And I'm like, you do realize Andy Reid didn't win a championship till he was 21st year in the NFL, right? You also realize he didn't win a championship until he had the number one quarterback in the NFL. Like, he was doing that, right? So if you put Andy Reid on this team, do we have the number one quarterback in the NFL? Would Andy Reid win with this roster more than Kyle Shanahan? Possibly. But can you get Andy Reid? No, you can't. Why? Because you don't have Patrick Mahomes. You don't. Andy Reid's not leaving there to come here. All right, well, Sean McVay, guess what? He's not leaving. Mike Tomlin, who I love, yeah, that dude's not leaving the Steelers. You get into the practice of whatever discussion you want. Man, Kyle Shanahan's All-State. You're in good hands with Kyle Shanahan. And yeah, it hurts losing the Super Bowl. I know. I was there. It hurts. I have to record a show afterwards and not cuss women and children and grandparents out. It's hard to do. And so the pain, I get it. But man, you're in the mix. More than in the mix. You're leading the pack. Do you not remember Dennis Erickson, Chip Kelly, Tom Sula? Do you not remember those times? And I know most of us do, but in today's society, you're first or you're trash. And I hate that. I hate that. Like, this is a wonderful time to be a 49ers fan. I'm not saying, Bobo, you're saying that. I'm saying the unrealistic expectations of, man, you don't win a Super Bowl every year. You suck. Like, and I'm not saying you're saying that, Bobo. I'm saying a lot of people do. And I don't know. Do what you got to do. And so I love it, man. I love this stuff. Now, let's get to a couple more players that I think are benefiting huge, tremendously, because of the NFI or PUP, or not being on the NFI or PUP. Update. Leonard Floyd is back in team drills after hobbling off with an apparent calf injury. Probably tightened up a little bit, went back out there. So Leonard Floyd, check. I'm surprised they let him play. If I was coach, I would say you're done for the day. But being the new guy coming in with a big contract, you got to kind of mark your territory. You don't do that by limping off and not going back. So I understand it from the gladiator warrior perspective, which Chris Kucerik embodies and wants his alpha team to, you know, the starters, you go out there and earn this damn role, right? But it's nice to have him back out there. So that's huge. Yeah, Invader, nice job by the staff. Got him healthy. Get some fluids in him, stretch it out, do some bike work. You good? All right, go get him. Now, other players that I was really, really shocked about not being on the PUP, Charvarius Ward and George Kittle. Both had off-season core muscle surgery. If you don't know what that is and the pain that that is, that's a lot. It's a lot. They literally have to cut you open and reconnect muscles to bone and heal. You know, Kittle talked about how he lost 30 pounds. Now he's back up to his play weight, which is great news. Charvarius Ward's a corner. I mean, how do you keep up your speed and footwork and all that stuff without working your core muscles? Like, that's hard to do. So the fact that those two guys, man, again, you want to be on the optimistic train. Charvarius Ward and George Kittle being cleared 100% day one of training camp. Damn. That's gravy. I did not expect that at all. I really, really didn't. Then let's keep it going. Jake Brendel, you know, the knee tendonitis, you know, I'm not the biggest Brendel guy by any stretch, but the continuity on the offensive line is tremendous. And if Jake Brendel can't go, guess who's behind him? John Feliciano, who also missed time. Guess what? Both of them cleared golden. So Brock Purdy gets to go through his first ever training camp without being injured. And he gets all four starters. Trent ain't out there. Sorry, John Chapman. You were wrong there. But he gets the continuity. And I think that's huge, especially with the centers, because I think the center pecking order, Brendel, Feliciano, Ben Bartsch, then you can get into the rookies and whatever else. But he's going to be able to get snaps with all those guys now. And so I am excited about those things. Right here, Vince. It says, John, every national pundit, all right, well, national pundit, you're off there anyway, not disagreeing with you, but like, I hope you guys understand, like, I don't want to throw names out there, but like the letter networks, a lot of those people don't watch football. They watch Red Zone and they talk about it on their show. Like, not only are they not watching the games, they're not watching tape at all. So anyway, back to your comment, Vince. Every national pundit saying the vibes are bad after the Super Bowl loss, but I feel like the team is getting up for revenge tour and wants to get everybody's healthy. This is not the first time this group has been through this. It's not the second time either. It's really not the third time. You got the 2019 Super Bowl loss. You got the dropped interception in the NFC Championship game. You got the Brock Purdy injury in the NFC Championship game. You got last year's Super Bowl loss. Have the team struggled overcoming a terrible loss in the past to be awesome and dominate and get back into the playoffs again? No, they have not. You got your core back. You've got all your positional coaches back. You've got your Kyle Shanahan back. You got your GM back. Why? Like, just follow the trend. You know, like, that's just not the issue whatsoever. Uh-oh. Another guy down, Isaac Grindo, came off the field grabbing right hamstring, has not returned. Yikes. A hamstring injuries piss me off more than anything as a coach, as a former coach. And that was Eric Branch again. Want to give him credit. This soft tissue injuries always happen early. It's just what it is, because you might be in shape and you're working out and all those things. Well, are you used to working out at 10 a.m.? Are you used to working out in the heat? Are you used to working out when you're a little dehydrated? Well, that's your fault. You should have taken the fluids, all those things. You got to learn to be a pro. And that's just kind of what it is. So we'll see. Hopefully it's nothing severe. Not that Isaac Garrido, his only true competition this season, if I want to be honest with you, is as a returner. I mean, maybe he beats out JP Mason, but even if he does that, you're still not getting snaps because then, you know, Elijah Mitchell's there, then Christian McCaffrey. So like Isaac Garrido, this is a true redshirt year outside of returning. I think probably going to be a starter as the kickoff returner. I think that's a big reason why they drafted him, but we got the return to normalcy. That's what I'm talking about. Is that Warren? That's the second time that's been brought up today. I had a breakfast this morning. We were talking about that. That's Warren G. Harding, baby. I think it is. I'm not a Warren G. Harding fan, but I think that was his slogan. It was one of the three Republican presidents in the 20s, but I think that's who it was. Yeah, coming off of Woodrow Wilson. Yeah, that's correct. I just had a conversation with my health in my head. Sorry about that. That's what it is. Garrido is that injury manipulation. Ah, yeah. Well, hamstrings are rough, man, for running backs. Yeah, Cody Schrader time, baby. It's so easy to fall in love with a Shanahan undrafted free agent running back. God, so easy. And I love Cody Schrader. I do. I had a 6-round grade on him, if my memory serves correctly. Right here, Garrido is a lock regardless. Yeah. Even look at the terrible running backs in Shanahan's future. Joe Williams, Trey Sermon, Ty Davis Price. Not saying Isaac Garrido is a terrible running back. That's not what I'm saying at all. But even those terrible ones all got chances. All made the 53 the first time. And so I'm not saying Isaac Garrido belongs in that bunch. But what I am saying is even those terrible ones all got a chance to make the 53. So, yeah, he is a lock. Now, does he get the Cameron Law 2 lock treatment, or is he on the 53? Hamstring's not going to be enough unless it's a tear. But if he came off the field grabbing his hamstring, that's not a tear. Torn hamstring, carted off. Trust me. That's what it's going to be. Let's see here. John Neville's says, hey, John, did you hear Aqib Talib take shots at Purdy but try to praise B.A.? I think it was on KF. No, but I'll tell you this. Aqib Talib does not need to take shots at anybody because he shot himself literally in a park in Dallas. So Aqib Talib, don't take shots because you shot yourself in the leg. Like, I'm sorry. No, I haven't heard that clip, but love K Adams. And I actually do enjoy listening to Aqib Talib because he's kind of like that Chad Ochocinco. Like, I like listening to him because I think he's a comedian. He just doesn't know it. Yeah, Aqib Talib, don't take shots at anybody, but you just try to stay safe from yourself. it's what it is. Anyway, I don't want to go into that. I coached with somebody that coached him at University of Kansas and just talked about how dude was just an absolute beast on the field and off the field was a whole nother story. But unbelievable player, unbelievable player. Paul, my man, he says Isaac G was the only one I got right in my mock draft. Dude, you got one. You're better than most because it's always crazy trying to predict what the Niners do. They have a completely different agenda. And here we go. 40 yards just wrapped up practice. And there we go. So the first practice is done. Yeah, you got a couple little issues and all that stuff, but nothing too big. Now, let me just say this. If you are coming to a Niners game this year, you better come hang out with us.
All right. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing till we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
All right. I love this. Look at this. Jim Everett's back. He says, you know, Rams fan, obviously. Yeah. Could you imagine being part of a franchise where Jim Everett is like your applauded hero? Not trying to throw shade on Jim Everett, who I do think is a very good player. But like, if Jim Everett was in the 49ers, like whatever, would he be the fourth best, fifth best quarterback, sixth best? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But yeah, the 49ers are so doomed. A Rams fan is in a 49ers chat daily talking about how doomed they are. That is awesome. Anyway, that's okay. That's okay. I appreciate, I'm glad you're here. And, you know, whatever your real name is, I know you can't share that or have actually like a thing with your photo on there. That's cool. But glad you're here, man. And if you would like to participate in positive conversation, we would love to have that too sometime. But anyway, I like where the Niners are. You can focus on the bad, you know, Greenlaw, Hufanga, Jackson, Ricky Pearsall not practicing. You can focus on the positives, all the guys that we actually did get. You can focus on the fact that Isaac Guerrero's injured. Man, this is ridiculous. You focus on the fact that Floyd came back. First practice is done. Injuries are going to happen. And guess what? There's going to be more injuries. The 49ers are a very hard practicing team. The only way to replicate football is to play football. You got to. And this is something that coaches of every level, players at every level, you've got to balance it. But if you're going to be out there and you're going to practice, how do you get the most out of it? You play hard. And there's going to be more injuries. I'm telling y'all that. It's just going to have to happen. So we'll see how it goes. Buckle up, guys. Day one of a long and awesome journey. That is going to be the 2024 season of the 49ers. And again, realize how lucky you are to have this roster. Hands down, the best roster in the NFL. I don't think anybody would disagree with that. Hands down. Best odds to make it to the Super Bowl. Best odds to win the division. Best odds to get out of the conference. Like, the table is set. Everything that needed to happen before this has been done accordingly. Now it's time to put up. Oh, I'm so excited. I'll be back tomorrow after training camp. It'll be around noon, depending on when camp ends, because the practices are longer, shorter, and then I got to get to a place with great reception so I can record. So around noon tomorrow, I'll be going live from Levi's. So hopefully you join us there. Remember, tomorrow night, we got our Zoom hangout session. If you haven't signed up to 49ersrush.com, go sign up. Free 7-day trial. Come join us. Support the show. Have a good time. Expand the community. That's going to do it for us today. Until next time, stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
The 49ers Rush platform is looking for sponsors for the 2024 49ers season. Help out as podcast, and we have rates as low as $75 starting just so you can advertise with us. We have over 100,000 social media subscribers and average well over 20,000 views/listens per episode. So get on with the faithful and get your product out there. Reach out to us at 49ersrushpodcast@gmail.com and get started today.